Sean Locke's 15 Stories High. London, South, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, the homebrew's ready. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
Oh, how can anyone listen to that at 10 o'clock in the morning? Drive you insane. It's like waking up in a tractor factory. Thank God for that. Oh, it's just a tea break. I mean, how can you sit there and eat your breakfast?
It is a bit loud. Can't eat my cereal.
No, that's because it's stale. You want a nice tune in the morning, don't you? You know, a novelty record that gets stuck in your head, like Lulu in a school choir, you know? So it just bugs you all day long and you can't stop singing it and you start to drive yourself and all your workmates to the edge of madness.
Yeah, well this is annoying, yeah?
It's not the same.
But why didn't you ask her to turn it down?
How do you know it's a woman?
Well, I saw her moving in.
Oh, what's she like?
I only saw her hands and feet. You know, she was carrying a wardrobe. She seemed like a nice person.
How could you tell she was nice?
Well, she held the door open for me. Look, Sean, I'm sure if you ask her...
No, Errol, that is a big mistake.
I'll do it.
Errol, never get involved with your neighbours. They're all nutters.
All of them?
Every single one.
What, even their neighbours?
Yeah. Why do you think nobody ever comes round?
Flat one.
Oh, don't cry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. You're not fat. Or stupid. I got carried away. Oh, you're not ugly. Or boring. You got loads of hair. Oh, I'm sorry, I was angry. Of course you've got a neck. And ankles. Evil! It's just a word, it doesn't mean anything. Words just fall out of my mouth, like, you, local bike. Sorry, the heat of the moment. I've seen a bag of spanners, you're much prettier. Oh, you mustn't take me so seriously. It wouldn't be possible for you to sleep with every postman in Britain. These things just slip out. I don't know where filthy, wittering hag came from. Oh, and after all, you've got to ask yourself, what do I know? I'm just your health visitor. So, where is the little tyke?
I mean, that, it's not music, is it?
Well, I like it. It reminds me of the heartbeat in the womb.
But did your mum get a craving for Pro Plus?
No, horror films. Why don't you bang on the wall?
Well, I don't bang on the wall for the same reason. When I'm hungry, I don't dig a pit and wait for a dozy mammoth to stroll by.
How are you going to get her to turn it down?
Psychology. I'm going to wear her down with indifference. If I don't complain, she'll think I actually like it, see? Eventually, my silence will be louder than her music.
So, how long will that take, then?
10 minutes. See, being a lifeguard, you learn there's more than one way of controlling a pool. Using your whistle, that's a sign of weakness. You need to dominate the baths. That's why they put you in that great big chair.
Oh, I thought it was to protect you from the splashing.
See, Errol? See? You've just witnessed the triumph of willpower. I've broken her spirit. The only danger now is if she becomes obsessed, she surrenders entirely to my civilising force and becomes a worthless puppet. Jiggling about like a chimp on a hot bonnet. What are you doing with that mop?
Oh, there's a sticky patch outside the lift, so I thought I'd clean it up.
That'd be stupid. The caretaker would go mental.
Yeah, but it's been there for days now.
So don't get involved. You'll regret it.
Something really bad must have happened to you once.
No. And I am to keep it that way.
Oh,
Oi, Sonny, no running.
But I want to go to the diving pool.
We'll walk.
I've got little legs.
We'll grow up.
But I'm excited.
Well, don't be. Swimming's rubbish.
Hiya. Do you live next door?
Yeah.
What, with the tall lifeguard with the brown eyes and the freckle on his neck and the expression that says, go away, but not too far, because I might need you, like a bolshy kitten. But then again, he's very strong. You can tell by his fingers. They're like Margaret Thatcher's. He's got fatter hands.
I never noticed.
I feel like I know you both really well. Which one of you is it that gets up in the middle of the night and has weak Ribena?
That's Sean.
Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like that. What's his middle name?
Leslie.
Oh, no, that's good for a boy or a girl. Leslie. See ya.
He's got a third name, Parkhurst.
Oi, you two, get that dog out of here.
Can't we rinse the shampoo off him first?
No, it shouldn't be in here. All right, Sean. You look a wee bit wet. You fall in?
Yeah, I fell in. It's amazing, all the time I worked here, I didn't notice the 50-metre wet patch in front of me.
Well, you know how the old rhyme goes. A happy swimmer likes to see a dry lifeguard.
That doesn't rhyme.
Swimmer, lifeguard. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't fall in. There's a lot of splashes in today.
The way this lot flail about, you'd think the pool was shark infested. I can't watch.
You're a lifeguard, you have to.
I know, it's hard though. You train up to grade 10, then you have to watch these idiots ruining the sport. Oh no, of course, you're grade 2, aren't you? Barely out of water wings.
Yeah, I forget. Must be harder for you, having missed the Olympics by 200th of a second. And then it's the drug scandal, the depression, selling your medals. Yeah. Doing this job must be like forcing Picasso to watch Gabby Roslin doodling with potato prints. That's right, buddy, you walk away. There's only room for one arse in this big chair. That's not right. Oi, pack that in.
What?
Making those noises.
Why?
Was putting people off their stroke.
Well, it doesn't say anything on the board about it. There's no running, bombing, heavy petting, nothing about armpit farts.
Well, it doesn't say anything about Viking funerals, but we certainly discourage it. Oh. You've just made the biggest mistake of your life.
All right. Mopping this up.
Yeah, I can see that.
Been there for a couple of days.
I know.
Just thought I'd help out. You're the caretaker, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. What happens if someone slips on that and breaks their leg?
Hospital.
After that.
Come on. Get your friends to write their names on the thing.
No. They sue the council for leaving a damp patch on the floor. The council blame me. I say it wasn't me. They say, why not? I say, because some interfering nitwit, some do-good in pain in the backdoor region, got there first. Who do you think you are, Robin Hood?
Well, I am from Lincoln. look, I'll make sure it's really dry.
That's no good, you idiot. The lazy scumbags around here will be throwing themselves at that like convicts at an orgy. That is 10 grand claim and 8 weeks off work. That patch is like a blank cheque.
Well, what shall I do?
What was there before?
Well, it was sticky goo like syrup.
You go down the shops, you buy some syrup, and you pour it in exactly the same spot.
Right. Look, I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I just thought I'd help out.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Right. Let's see what the acoustics are like up here, on the top board.
I don't have to.
No, come on, make your noise. That wasn't very good.
I'll get my dad on you.
Get out of it. You haven't got a dad.
I have.
Not at home.
Well, I'll get my mates on you then.
I think I can handle that. Whoops! Hello? Seems very quiet. Of course, no music. She always has music on in the afternoons. Oh no, started already. The obsession. This always happens with women after I've controlled them with my mind. She's probably listening now, waiting for me to undress and to hear the thud of my pants hitting the floor. And the rustle of my silk dressing gown as it glides across my haunches, nestling in the familiar contours of my well-toned figure, like a second skin. I'm turning myself on. A bit late for the post. No stamp. Oh, Ferrero Rocher. It's a conker.
Hello, we're neighbours.
Oh, right.
I've seen you at the pool.
What do you want?
Could you help me? I'm Zara. You see, I'm a little bit colourblind.
Yeah?
I need to know, is that blue?
That looks pretty blue to me.
Oh, so I was right. I am pregnant.
Yeah, see ya. This is worse than I thought. I'm being stalked by a pregnant woman. You know what they're like when they get a craving.
Right, where's the patch? It's about here. Oh, that's too much. Scoop some back. It's quite tricky. I've never worked with syrup before. Oh, no, that's loads too much.
Oh, yeah, what do you think you're doing, eh?
Well, it's quite complicated.
Oh, you're just one of them vandals, aren't you?
No. The caretaker told me to put the syrup back because I cleaned it up earlier before he got to it, and the man breaks his leg for the council 8 weeks and getting cash.
Are you on drugs?
No. I was trying to clean the...
Why do you have to do things like this?
Yeah, you don't understand.
No, I don't understand. You just want to ruin it for everybody else, don't you? Scratching cars, weeing in the lift.
No. I can't do it in public.
What do you mean?
I have to use a cubicle. I can't go with other people around.
You are sick.
There you are, dear. Where are you going?
I'm going round the Nan's.
Before you go, me and your father, we want to have a word with you. It's about your Nan.
Look, son, your Nan's teeth, they're false.
Hey?
That's not all. She's got a built-up shoe.
So?
And her tights. They're not tights. They stop below the knee.
Look, why are you saying this?
Her real hair, right? It isn't blue.
And that money she gives you for Christmas, it's not legal tender.
I don't care. Look, why are you talking about her like this?
Oh, son, you're making it very hard for us. She can't cook. Her meals are delivered.
She's got 3 pairs of glasses.
Stop it! Oh, leave her alone. Why are you saying these things?
Because we think you should know, Jason. Your Nan isn't all she's cracked up to be.
You still clean up that sticky patch?
Yeah, well, it's a bit more complicated than that.
I told you, Errol, don't do things.
What was that?
Another banger. These kids, they're trying to... it's a long story. Nothing to worry about.
That was a rocket.
There's a very clear pattern forming here. Conkers, dog poo, fireworks.
What pattern's that?
Well, that's the behaviour pattern of an 8-year-old boy who's been pushed off a top board by a fully grown adult.
So, what What happens next?
No idea. It's one of them random patterns. Could be violence or my phone number on a toilet door offering relief. I don't know.
What do you do?
Nothing. Remember, don't get involved.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, see you later then. Bye. The door's stuck.
Of course. Conker's dog poo fireworks superglue. It even rhymes.
Hiya.
Mate?
Did you have a party last night? That's the noise.
Yes, yeah, kids. Sorry about that.
Thanks for helping me out yesterday. Bit of a shock, but I'm getting used to it. Strange, isn't it? One minute you're running around without a care in the world. Next thing you're a mother with another life to think about. Haven't told my parents yet. In fact, you're the only one who knows.
You're not very good with blue, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you're wearing a blue armband. Should have been out of the pool half an hour ago.
Staff announcement. Message for Sean Locke in the main pool. Your mum smells and your dad wears a bra. Sorry, Sean, I've just been handed it.
Looks like they've up the stakes. What's next? Execution or questioning the cleanliness of my underwear?
Yes, ma'am, you're a lifeguard.
Yeah.
When you go home, do you go through the park?
Why? I mean, who wants to know?
The fat man.
But who's the fat man?
Well, he's a fat boy.
Sorry.
Staff
announcements. Message for Sean Locke in the main pool. You wear dirty pants. Oh.
Sorry, Sean. I must
remember
to
have
a look at these messages before you come out.
Flat 82. Oh, well, thanks for the Nesquik. I'd better be going.
No, don't go.
No, I've got to clean up.
No, let's have a conversation. We might have something in common.
What? Like a nut allergy?
I mean, like you might have seen something that I've been in.
No.
A film?
No.
Shaken, not stirred, Mr. Bond.
No.
Right, well, this might help. Look, I've sprayed my finger. Maybe it'll help if I do the whole job.
Hey, what are you doing?
Don't worry.
You get paint in your eyes.
Don't worry, I've done it before. Come on, you must know.
Really, I don't know.
Could you spray my back?
No, please, look. I really want to know who you are, but I'm busy. Could you just tell me?
Oh, you must know me by now.
No.
Maybe a little bit of music would help.
Gold finger.
Oh, Mr. Bond.
Oh. Were you the woman in that film?
Yes. What took you so long?
Well, you're green. I thought you were doing that sweet corn fella.
I ran out of gold.
I'll never get these scorch marks off the carpet. They shouldn't sell kids fireworks anyway. Ah, oh, started again. Go away! It's ridiculous, a bit of salt down there. Look, I'm getting really sick. Oh, hello, Joe.
Blue Fiesta in the car park, that yours?
Yeah.
You left the lights on.
Oh, thanks.
And someone's taken the wheels off. And painted baldy on the bonnet. See ya.
This has gone too far. I'm not bald. It's time I met the fat boy. Hello? I know you're out there somewhere. But we need to talk. Sort this out. Let's have a meeting.
Where?
The Coach and Horses, public bar, 9 o'clock.
No, that'll be difficult for us.
What No, I want neutral ground. How about Wimpy's?
You buy the milkshake.
How many of you are there?
Four.
Okay, tonight.
Flat 82.
Sir Karen, have you done any acting before?
No.
So this will be your first time in the West End?
Yeah.
Don't get nervous, just be natural.
I'm not nervous.
Good, good, good. Now let's have a little bash at it, like a rehearsal. You got your script?
Yeah.
So look, let's pretend this is Oxford Street and you're out shopping.
All right.
Okay, I'll stop. All right, girls, come and get your perfume. I got brand names, Calvin Klein, Estée Lauder, Chanel, free for a tenner.
£10 for three, that's cheap.
Hello, darling, where have you been all my life? Because we've never met before, have we?
No, I've come up from Reigate to shop in the West End. Is it really Calvin Klein?
Of course it is, sweetheart.
Do you think I'm stupid? These cost a fortune.
I told you. No improvising, yeah?
Oh, no.
Stick to the script. It works. Right. Let's go back. Let's go to line four.
Okay. Right. Is it really Calvin Klein?
Of course it is, sweetheart.
They must be stolen.
Nah, I'm a mate of Calvin's, ain't I? From the polo. I'm doing him a favour, no VAT.
No, I'm not going to say that.
No. Just do the line.
No, I can't do that.
Just read it out.
Oh, thank you ever so much. Now I will smell better for less money.
I thought I told you to put that sticky stuff back.
I did.
Good.
But this woman was crying about going to the toilet in the lift. Then this foreign fellow went mental. I couldn't understand him, but he wasn't happy, so I put it back.
Good.
But then there were thousands of ants, and this bloke started throwing himself at it for cash.
Bad.
So I tried to put it back.
Good.
But the shop had run out of syrup, so I used treacle, but that wasn't right. Wrong stickiness.
Bad.
When these kids said, "What happened to the sticky patch?" We really liked it, so I put it back.
Good.
But then I realised they were winding me up, so I cleaned it up.
Bad.
Then this woman tapped me on the shoulder. "Look, have you seen Goldfinger?" Well, she was green.
So, boys and girl, before we start, let's get to know each other.
All right, I'm Lee. This is Laura, Bradley, didn't say much, and Bernard.
I'll do.
Four strawberry milkshake and one coffee.
You're not having a milkshake?
No, I don't like sweet things.
Got a deep voice. Are you sure he's eight?
Don't start.
All right. Let's get down to business. How can we end this feud?
What's a feud?
It's just like a disagreement. Will an apology do?
What's an apology?
It means you are sorry.
No, that's no good. We want some stuff. Yeah, quick!
And a grenade.
I can't get you a grenade.
Why not? You're an adult.
Look, okay, well, that's all right. You give me back my wheels, I'll give you a torch and day out of the fair.
No, we want to go abroad.
I can't afford that. What, you're at Disney?
Disney, boring.
Where do you want to go?
Lisbon. To the film festival. We want to stay in the Boa Vista Hotel with his legendary facilities and talk genre with Jim Jarmusch.
Look, you can't go to Lisbon, you can't have a grenade. I'll tell you what, we'll go at the fair, then the pictures. On one condition, you don't call me baldy.
Okay.
So, what am I?
Not bald.
Can't hear you.
Not bald.
Pardon?
Listen, son, you've got the mane of Samson. You could be leading a Timothy ad. From behind, I thought you were Fabio. Now, can we go?
Thank you.
Up a gang of swingers, that could be a ping.
So, take him to the Jungle Book, then.
I wish. Bernard got his way. We had to sit through Ingmar Bergman's The Lonely Matriarch.
Very sad.
About this girl who falls pregnant. Everyone rejects her. She's got no money. So she just sits in her room and cries, listening to her neighbours laughing and drinking blackcurrant cordial.
God, that's exactly like us.
Now, they had it quite strong. But then there was this guy who came along. He was the only one who could see how beautiful she was, and he changed her life. They went off to lead a vibrant, passionate life. So I'm going next door to change Zara's.
This isn't one of those things where you see a film and you think you're the main character.
Yes, Errol. That's exactly what it is.
I preferred you as Popeye.
Hello?
Zara the Matriarch. Tomorrow, you will be my bride. But first, let us kiss and seal the future.
What do you mean it?
Yes, Zara the Matriarch. I will take your child as my own. Wipe all the pain and misery from your life.
Oh, Sean, it's like a dream.
Come true. We will leave this place and go to the higher ground in Finland.
Why Finland?
The cherries are ripe.
Oh, Sean, it's all a bit much.
Hush, hush, maiden. Let's open a bottle of schnapps.
Well, you've got a slur. Mm. What's the matter?
Nothing. So, let us drink to a golden horizon that awaits when we, together, we shall move for...
Well, you all right, Sean?
No. I think the film's wearing off.
Well, so, we're not going to Finland?
No, sorry.
You can't just treat people like this.
I don't understand it. Popeye lasted for 3 days.
Sean Locke's 15 Stories High starred Sean Locke with Happy Hayridge, Tracy Ann Overman, Peter Serafinowicz and Martin Treneman. It was written by Sean Locke and Martin Treneman. The script editor was Robert Fraser Steele and the producer was Chris Neal. Go to England, swings like a pendulum, you. Bobby's on back.